Jewelers, it's Taylor. Taylor, it's Anne. What's up, lady? Hey, boo. I heard you called for me Friday. I did. I was trying to figure out, like, a diamond that we had sold someone that when it was sold, the specs weren't put in. Mm-hmm. But I figured it out. I had to do a little digging, but I figured it out. All right. That's all right. That's all right. What else is going on? Anything amazing for you? You know, living the best life, living the dream.
I love that.
Actually, I'm glad you called because I'm looking for one of my friends lost her diamond, and so she's getting a check from the insurance company. So I have to be really particular about budget.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get her the biggest bang for her buck. Costs around $6,000 and around SI1, SI2 is fine. It can be a little bit lower color because it's going to be set in yellow gold. So I'm on the hunt for that. I'm just waiting for the insurance company.
How big were you hoping to get?
At least 1.5 carats.
Yeah, that's easy. Do you want to go like a GIA KVS2 XXX? 170.
What's the price on that?
$56.95.
Ooh.
Mhm.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Super pretty.
Is it?
It is. I mean, I can also go. I mean, if I go that big, you're gonna definitely be like 170 plus. You're gonna be in the JK.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also do a 170 JSI2. It has some medium fluorescence for $61.63.
I don't think she would mind that. She had an IVS2.
Okay. What size?
So it was like 1.20 carat. So she's like, I definitely want something bigger. I was like, well, do you want to stay in the VS2? She's like, I do not care. She's like, I want to get the biggest bang for my buck, and her husband will not pay a dollar over, like, any difference.
Rude.
So I have to sell it for, like, $8,200.
Right. I mean, I can definitely get in the 150 what she had. Like, that's easy.
Uh-huh.
Or close. You know what I mean? Like, I have an ISI1 for $5,600. But if I go, boo, I hate it, actually. Never mind. That one sucks.
Yeah, because I was looking online, like I was looking on your website, and there was a couple I was like, ooh, that sounds good. And then I pulled it up, and it had the video, and I was like, nope.
But, like, here's, like, a 150 HSI2, XXX, gorgeous. There's an ISI, 6188.
Okay.
But I feel like...
And it doesn't have to be GIA. Like, she's not,
yeah,
you know, like, that's not a deal breaker for her.
I mean, I'll send the ones. I feel like the 170s are the move, to be honest. If I had a guess, I don't know what's important to her. The KVS.
Size.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to send one 150 and then the two 170s. She's going to pick one of those.
Okay, and what's the cost of, like, what's the price range of those three?
The 170 JSI2 is $61.63.
Mm-hmm.
The 170 KVS2 is $56.95.
Okay.
And then you're under $6,000 for a 150. I just haven't picked one yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it just, to me, if she's really about the size, she'll probably pick the KVS2, to be honest. I like that.
Okay. And that one was the 56?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll push her towards that one. Because, I mean, I told her, I was like, you already had an eye, and we're setting it in yellow gold, so.
Right.
You know.
Why?
Like, I'm not going to get you a shitty diamond.
You know? No, the KVS is really, really nice. I'm a fan.
That's okay.
To me, that's kind of the one, but. But I will send all three so you at least have options.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right, and are you still working in the Radiant?
No, I need to send that back, actually.
Okay.
I'm glad you said something, because she actually got back to me yesterday. They're going to wait So I'm going to go ahead and send that one back. And then...
And then are you good with what we sent? Do you want anything different, or would you like to add to it?
No, I think that's good for right now. The diamonds that I've been showing out of the case have all been rounds as of late, with the exception of that one radiant and like the and a couple ovals. So I feel like I'm in the round oval realm right now. So I'm good on that.
All right, Bill.
For the time being. Yeah.
Everything else is good. How's Jason and Keenan and all my faves?
Your BFF. He is a hot mess right now. He came by on Friday for like literally 5 minutes. And
was he drunk?
Yes.
Ooh, that's sick.
Yes. And it was like Lydia had asked him to do a couple things, and you would have thought he was being like straight up tortured. Like,
oh,
it was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I haven't been here in so long. Like, he was just laughing about it. Like, that's not funny.
Right.
I mean, it'd be one thing if, like, you weren't telling us on a regular basis that you were going to be here. But it's either, like, you know, he says he's going to be here and then never shows up, or we don't hear from him for 2.5 weeks.
Do you prefer him not to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is my goal. And when he is in here, like, I do not engage. I'm just like, let's get in and out, especially in this condition. You know?
Right. Nothing good would come up. You know what I mean? Not nothing good, but it just, there's so much potential for it to go left.
Mm-hmm. And, like, when he was in the other day, I was smack dab in the middle of working on the claim for my friend, and she uses Jewelers Mutual, and Jewelers Mutual, like, they're easy to deal with once you get past the paperwork, but you have to do a lot of math because you can only mark up diamonds and mountings and all this stuff like a certain percentage if it's in a certain price range, and it's just like a lot of fucking math, okay?
Yeah.
And so he came in, and I was like doing math, and he was just like, your hair looks different. What's going on here? Like, are we making sales? And I'm just like, please stop. I'm trying to do math. I'm trying to, like, send this over so I can, like, expedite the process so that hopefully my friend can have her diamond for Christmas.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm like, just.
Are we making sales? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just come in and say thank you and then walk out.
I know. Well, exactly. Please. Like, that's it. Or just, like, respond to a text message.
Right.
That would be really helpful, too.
Leave immediately.
Yeah. We are supposed to be filming, like, another round of commercials tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I will give Keenan credit this time because she actually gave us more than, you know, 22 hours notice.
Amazing.
But I still don't know what time or anything like that.
You know,
so,
Taylor baby steps.
I know, for real. I'm like, I was talking to Todd about it, like, over the weekend, because he's like, aren't you shooting commercials on Tuesday? And I was like, yeah. He's like, do you know what time? I'm like, no.
No.
I don't.
No.
And he's like, because last time I had to completely rearrange, like, my bar schedule.
Right.
And, like, get my classes subbed out, and I had to cancel classes, the whole thing. And then this time I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing that. Like, I'll get here when I get here, and if I need to be filmed, I'll be filmed. But, you know, she's got to understand that I have a schedule that I have to adhere to, and I can't change it all the time. So.
Listen, you're doing great.
Thank you. I'm trying. One of my girls quit.
Who?
Ivy.
Why?
I don't know if you ever talked to her. She's in school for, like, film production. And she had the opportunity. She goes to, like, the technical school here that's, like, really good for, like, that. They have a really good film production program. And so she had the chance to basically work at the school's, like, film studio.
Mm-hmm.
And between, like, school and doing that, like, it would just be all too much. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was, like, super happy for her, obviously. Like, it's, you know, shit timing, but, you know, I told her, I was like, anytime, if you want to come back,
aww,
you can, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I have another girl, a part-time girl, who's starting in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And she'll be home from college, so she'll work until, like, mid-January. She doesn't get back until mid-January.
Okay.
So that'll be good. But, like, all next week, it's just going to be me and Chloe all next week. Yeah. But I'm like, it's fine, because we're closed. We actually close on Black Friday. We do not do well on Black Friday, just, like, the area that we're in. It's just, like, we have too much competition with, like, the big box stores, so we're actually doing, like, a big sale or something on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we're, like, marking down, like, our diamond studs and, like, diamond hoops and stuff.
Oh,
nice. That's as far as I know. I don't know. Jason was supposed to handle that, and I haven't really heard much on that front. So next week's going to be balls to the walls, but it's fine.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
I know. I just did the Saturday schedule, and everybody here asked for the same fucking Saturday off. Like,
doesn't that drive you crazy?
Right.
I'm like, come on, people.
And it's like, it's the first one after Thanksgiving, and we're typically dead. We are. It's just not a, whatever. But, like, everybody, and I'm like, okay. And, like, as I'm going around, and everyone's like, they have, like, everybody has, like, oh, I celebrate my Thanksgiving that day with my family. Somebody has a birthday. Somebody's moving. Somebody was just flat out, like, I won't be in. The other one was like, we don't get paid overtime because of the holiday, so it's not worth it. I'm like, well, we can't close, and I need people here.
Right.
So, like, I literally had to go around. I was like, listen, if this is not, like, a for-sure thing where you're flexible, please tell me before I just start cutting people.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, they did, but it's still, it's a pain in the ass. Like,
it really is. Like, the managing of schedules is just, like, you know, it's hard. It's hard this time of year because it's, like, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do for Saturdays and, like, really Fridays and Saturdays. It's my biggest concern because I, you know, Chloe was 5 days a week, so I cut her down to four because I didn't want her to, like, get burned out. And also her boyfriend is from Brazil, and so he's here for, like, the next 6 months. And so she was like, can I have Fridays off? And I was like, yeah, sure, fine. Like,
yeah.
You know, but then now I think I might talk to her tomorrow and just be like, hey, just for December.
Do you mind?
Like, help me out. Saturdays are like half days. You know, we're 11 to 3, so it's like I could deal with that if I need to. But I told my mom, I was like, you know what? I may bring you to work with me one day. just have you answer phones. You're crying.
Please.
She's like, I'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Like, she just had eye surgery last week, a second eye surgery on the same eye. She had cataract surgery, and then she had, like, a membrane or something on the back of her eye that she had to get removed, so she can't see a damn thing.
Oh.
I told her it's like riding in the car with Ray Charles because we were going to meet with our countertop fabricator, and he moved his office, and so we were, like, in a complete opposite part of town that he was before. And, I mean, it's, like, brand new, so I couldn't even find it, like, on the GPS.
Oh, my
God. And I was like, Mom, can you help me? Can you look on my phone and tell me blah, blah, blah? And she was like, I can't read your phone. I'm like, damn it.
Jeez.
I'm like riding in the car by myself.
Right. Oh. Wow.
So, yeah. But it's fine. It's temporary.
It is. This too shall pass. Listen, I had to really pray a lot this weekend because, like, I woke up Friday. Mind you, my son came home for the weekend with his friend, his football.
Oh,
so nice. Love it. And he sleeps in the basement. It's, like, finished. My hot water tank exploded everywhere.
No.
Yeah. So I wake up at 4 in the morning. It's, like, a knocking, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I go downstairs, water everywhere.
Oh, God.
I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I start, like, literally, like, I was cleaning water all day. Then my son comes home because he went to sleep at a friend's house because I have to leave. I have to move them. He comes home. Mm-hmm. He goes, Mom, my car's dead. My car's dead.
What?
Yeah. He goes, I don't know what's going on. It's not starting. I'm like, okay, well, let's jump it. I jump it. Dies right away. I'm like, okay. So now his car, like, it was just like literally stupid shit. one thing after another, and I'm like, I'm almost to the point where like I'm in tears, and I'm like, Anne, it's not that bad. It can always be worse.
I know, but you just get so frustrated when it all piles up at the same time.
Oh, it was so bad. I'm just like, and then like, I had two, and again, it's whatever, but I had two sales. I was for sure they were going to go through. Nice sales. They were really good. Nope. Lost them. I'm like, guess it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to woo.
The damn full moon, I'm telling you, last week it was so much. Todd had an issue with his truck. He has a big old, like, Bubba truck, like F-150 that's all jacked up. That's how it came from the dealership. And they only made his truck for 1 year.
Oh.
So anytime something goes wrong, it is like a needle in a haystack trying to find the exact right part.
Right.
So on Thursday, he texted me and he was like, hey, are your parents home? It's like 3 o'clock. I was like, let me check because I can see where, like, my dad's location is. My dad's always with my mom. So
right.
I look and I was like, shit, they're at our countertop fabricator's office, which is like 45 minutes away from our house. I was like, why, what's wrong? Because I can see where he is. He's like 2 miles from our house. And he was like, oh, my tire just went flat in traffic. And I was like, okay. So I like called my mom and she's like, Todd just called me, we're on the way back, we're going to help him out. No, the tire didn't just go flat, it fucking exploded in traffic. And it was like completely shredded. And I was like, holy shit, what if this had happened when you were on the way home from work, which he has to drive over a bridge?
Right.
Like, what if that happened? And then it was, you know, pouring down rain. There was a certain, like, tool he had to have because a spare tire was, like, underneath the truck. He couldn't find it. So then he was standing there in, like, this Hair Cedar parking lot looking for F-150 trucks. And found a man that was walking out to his truck and, like, asked him if he had the tool. He had the tool. And then the man, like, got up underneath the truck and, like, helped him out. It was, like, you know, it was, like, a whole thing. But still, I'm like, this fucking truck, I swear to God.
Correct.
I swear to God. Now he's been trying to find tires. And so he's been calling around to places. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can order them. We just don't keep those in stock.
Yeah.
Because they only made his truck for one fucking year. Like, what is the deal?
When it rains, it pours. When it rains,
I know.
It pours. But, you know, like I said, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
I
deal with it. And my husband is so calm and cool. Like, literally, I am like.
That's good. I'm like, how are you calm? He's like,
right.
It's fine. It'll work out. And
I'm like, I've spent all this. And, like, this is the thing. Like, we have been saving and saving and saving. We've been doing, and every time we save, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
happens. And it's like, I literally just said to him, like, I feel good. Like, we're saving. Because I spend money. I'm a mess. He's more responsible than I am. And I'm like, you know what? I feel good. This is what we're going to do. Blah, blah. Let's just keep going. Boom. I was like, you got to be fucking
mm-hmm.
with me, bro.
I know.
I'm like, okay, it's fine, Anna.
Yeah. I know. I get so frustrated because, you know, like, especially dealing with my mom, like, she could not see for, like, she was having a really hard time for, like, the first, like, week or so. She had the second surgery,
mm-hmm.
and I was really nervous because my mom's not a complainer. She's like, grin and bear it, let's, like, get through it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, calling me crying. Being like, do you have anything I can take for this headache? Like, I have this horrible headache because I can't fucking see because my depth perception's all off. Because her second eye hasn't been done yet, and that's her bad eye. So she wasn't able to wear glasses because she had, like, an eye patch on her right eye, and then she would put a contact in, and then she was having to put eye drops in her eyes that burn like hell, and so she was really fucking miserable.
And
then, you know, I'm like, well, let me find some. So I had some, like, some muscle relaxers left over that I took over to her. I was like, just take them and sleep.
Right.
You know, because she's like, I can't sleep at night because she had to sleep a certain way, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, my brother's just, like, not around. You know,
yeah.
Like, all the responsibility is on my shoulders, which, granted, yes, I do live right next to them, but still. And so he'll, like, text me. He's like, how's mom doing? I'm like, shitty, actually.
Right.
Why don't you text her? And he's like, yeah, I did. I talked to her earlier. She said everything was fine. And I'm like, uh-huh. That's what she tells you. Because I'm the one that has to deal with, like, you know, her calling me crying that she has headaches and, you know, also trying to have meetings about, like, the house that we're working on because we're, like, in the thick of it right now. And, you know, I'm trying to make decisions, but she's like, I want to be involved in the decision making. But then you talk to her for 5 minutes and she bites your head off because she has a horrible headache. And he's just like, oh, well, I guess you should have moved to West Ashley, which is where he lives, which is 20 minutes away from our house. And I'm like, you're a chode.
Yeah, not the respect for. I literally have to sit back and tell myself, like, Anne, you're fine. We're not, you know, struggling where we don't have food. You know what I mean? I can still pay my bills. But then Antonio, like, called his mom. Now, mind you, his sister just bought a house, which his mom helped, which is fine. They all live in Florida. Whatever. But then, like, his sister texted him the other day and was like, yeah, mom gave me the money to get my floors and my carpet done. So, like, Antonio's talking to his mom, and he's like, yeah, the water tank went. And she's like, oh, that sucks. So, anyways, so I told Coco she needs to get the carpet done. I'm like, he doesn't know this, but I do, but, like, they're all coming here for this party that I'm throwing. Well, there were supposed to be 10 of them. Now there's 40 of them, and I'm paying for the first.
What?
40. And, like,
where are they staying?
At a hotel up here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, girl. Everybody grab a tent.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
I'm throwing him, he's going to be 50, and I'm throwing him a surprise birthday party. There was, like, his mom, her husband, sister, kids. There was 10 of them. There's 40 people flying in.
Oh, my God.
On the 5th of December, Thursday. It's wild.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I have to pay for, like, I'm the one paying for the party. It's a per party.
Right.
Like, I have to buy the food. And
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But please don't over, like, at least show us some compassion.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about your goddamn floors.
Or, like, offer to help or something.
Right. Like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah,
and
they
don't
care about the floors.
Right.
No, it's just the principle of it. It's just like,
it is.
Just act.
Right. Like you give a fuck.
You know. Yeah.
Correct. That's all I need. I don't like actually getting help from people because I always feel like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't like that. Like I don't. Whatever.
I'm that way too. Yeah,
but
I'm like, I can do it. It's fine.
Yeah,
make it work.
I'll figure it out. If we have to be broke or poor, not poor, but if we gotta, be like, then we'll do it. It's not a big deal.
It's
more
it's
the fact,
acknowledgement, though.
Yes, it's more the fact that there's never anyone ever, and I'm always the one be like, okay, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? How can we help?
Mm-hmm. Same.
And
yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody on both of our sides of the family. They're just like,
yeah,
that sucks. Yeah. You're right.
I know. Well, and that's why I get frustrated with my brother because my sister-in-law has her master's in nursing. She has a wonderful job, but she's always stressed out about money. And my brother doesn't have a job right now because he was working for a guy who he had hired his brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law was like a waste of space and was always showing up late and not doing what he needed to do. And so my brother went to his boss and was basically talking shit about the brother-in-law. And then 2 days later, my brother didn't have a job anymore. So my brother's just been, like, helping, you know, get my niece to and from school because she's in eighth grade. And but, like, they're fine. Like, they are totally fine. And, like, Todd and I are good, but, like, Trey and Liberty are way better off than we are.
Right.
And, you know, because all my money is tied up into, you know, our business and, like, the house that we're working on and stuff. And so my brother called me on Saturday, just asked me a question about something, and he was like, yeah, Mom said that Todd got a flat tire. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, I didn't really want to spend, you know, several thousand dollars on getting a new set of tires, but that's what we have to do because we have to get a certain type of tire for his truck. And he was like, yeah, you know, Mom will probably just bail you out like she always does. And I was like, really? You're one to talk because you just called Mom and was crying poor mouth saying that, you know, Liberty was upset because they just had to pay like tuition for next semester for my other niece. And I'm like, she gets like 80% paid for in scholarships. And so, like, the tiny little bit you have to pay for, you're still calling mom and, like, bitching. And my mom, she did. Like, she offered. She was like, we'll pay for tires. I'm like, no, we got it. It's just frustrating because we just paid for Todd to have, like, brand-new brakes put on his truck because his brakes went out when he was in traffic one day. It's just so frustrating. My brother's just like, la-di-da, doo-doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like, head in the clouds. I'm like, that must be nice. I wish I lived there.
You know,
with, like, unicorns and rainbows and all that shit.
It's honestly, and again, it's more just, it was, like, one time I will, this is the thing, like, it's so weird, the relationship with my mother-in-law. I don't dislike her by any means, and I think I mentioned it, but, like, she doesn't ever send the kids.
Yeah, that's
weird. She doesn't call them on their birthday.
Yeah.
Like, if her or Antonio happen to be talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's Deshaun's birthday. She's like, oh, tell Deshaun happy birthday. But, like, there's no card. There's no – she'll send Antonio a card. She doesn't forget her baby. Like, she doesn't
right.
– But, like, so it's like, again, it's more just the you know,
it's like a head scratcher.
Yeah, like one time she sent Antonio money. She sent him $5,000, and we about died. And the way she gave it to him, she goes, can you hold this for me? She's like, I want you to hold this for me. She's like, and if you need a little bit of it, just go ahead.
Hold it.
Yeah. So Antonio was like, well, this is her way of saying, like, this is for you. And I'm like, is it? This was.
Yeah, but you're not a bank, though.
This is. Well, but literally, that's what she thought. Because Antonio would never, ever, ever, never, ever ask her anybody for anything. Like, that's just how my husband is. So instead of being like, here, I want to help you, she was like, just here, I'm going to put this in your account. And I'm going to, you know, this was over a year and a half ago. She literally just asked him. She's like, do you still have that? Because if you do, I want you to set it. He's like, yeah. He goes, it's gone. We did. Like, when all of this stuff was going, like we spent it, like,
yeah.
8 months ago. Like, the money's
gone.
Oh,
my God.
Like, what are you talking about? And she's just like, well, okay. And then she'll be like, you know, Coco, her sister, is just like, well, Mom gave, you know, bought my daughter, her daughter, my mother-in-law bought her daughter a brand-new car. Brand-new car. She's 18.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Again, God bless her. She bought Coco a new car. She bought, and I'm just like, okay. And again, I don't need her. It's more just like, I don't know what it is. It would just be nice sometimes to be like, you know, I know you guys do it all by yourself all the time. And you're like,
here's a little something.
Natalie, I don't even want anything. It's not even that. I really don't want anything.
Yeah.
I just wish, I more wish, like, if things were really bad and thank God nothing is, but we had somebody to turn to and we don't. That's
yeah. There was, like, the offer, like,
just knowing
hey.
That somebody's got your back in case you need it.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way. I don't really want, I truly don't want anything. It's just more the fact that, and then they're constantly like, oh, I gave, you know, Coco needs new carpets, and Coco needs, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, mind you, I'm paying for, you know. And she was like, oh, she just had surgery. And they're like, we're going to buy Antonio a ticket. I'm like, okay. No, we paid for it. I'm like, okay. And again, it's not a big deal. It's really not. I'm being petty. It's just, I think.
No, it's the principle, though, especially when it's, like, built up over time.
Yeah, I think the floors really irked me, and the way she just so dismissed, because she was on speaker and I heard her. She was so dismissive about our, like, well, it happens. You're a homeowner. And I'm like, okay,
right.
I get it.
Yeah.
Go.
Right. No, I totally get it.
It's all right.
Totally get it. I know. But I keep telling myself, I'm like, it could be a lot worse.
It truly can.
We're good.
We are.
So one more thing, and then
yeah.
I gotta run. So we have some friends. The husband, his name is Marshall. I've been friends with him for almost 20 years, and he has a wife named Alicia, who we just tolerate in our friend group because she's just kind of a lot, and she's always like, she's one of those people that she just like always negative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she, you know, glass is always half empty, like, everything is, you know, rainy and cloudy. So we were really surprised when Marshall ended up marrying her, and they have two kids. Well, last September, Marshall donated one of his kidneys to Alicia's father because he was in, like, stage 3 kidney failure
oh my
and basically, like, saved his life. the whole thing. So he had his surgery in, like, end of September, beginning of October. And now Alicia wants to kick him out because she is saying that he doesn't do enough around the house. It's like, he never does anything. I'm like, he saved your fucking father's life.
She'd have to get beat up. She'd have to get beat up on principle. She would have to get beat up.
Yeah. They were at like a restaurant by our house the other day, and so we went up there and met up with them, and she was hammered, and she was just like, yeah, like telling me, obviously not in front of Marshall, but she was telling me that, and I was like, oh my God. So now me and Todd are like, hey, we could be them.
Oh, well, that's a hundred percent. That's the thing you do. There's always somebody worse off, right?
I know. All right, let me run. If you can send me those, that would be
awesome.
All right,
you'll have a good one.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.